I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. One of the biggest stories of the summer, and one that we keep coming back to, is the one about young Central Americans fleeing violence at home and coming to the U.S. illegally. This next story touches on that, but it's more complicated. It's about a teenager named Carlos who lives with his parents near Boston. They're here in the U.S. under what's called Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. But Carlos is on the verge of being deported back to El Salvador. Maria Sacchetti is a reporter with the Boston Globe, and she wrote a story about the dilemma Carlos is facing.
Well, he's one of the flood of recently arrived minors who have been crossing the southern border in the past few years, and that got a lot of attention this past summer when there was a huge surge, but it's been building for a few years. And he's facing deportation. ICE considers recent border crossers a priority for deportation.
And ICE, remind us what ICE is?
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, federal immigration officials.
Right. And how did Carlos get here in the first place?
So he was smuggled into the United States. He came with a smuggler and a group of other people, and he crossed over and then was captured by the Border Patrol.
So, Maria, as you say in your article, this sets up a bizarre irony in the immigration system. The Obama administration is deporting the children of adults it has allowed to remain in the U.S. Why is that?
This is a result of conflicting immigration policies, where the Obama administration has given some countries temporary protected status. And it's not just the Obama administration. The Bush administration did it, and they've been able to do this since 1990. And they've said to these folks that because of a disaster in their homelands, it's too dangerous to go back. So the parents get work permits, they get driver's licenses, they get social security numbers, and they're allowed to stay, and that status is renewed. But Carlos arrived too late for that. And so because he's a recent border crosser, he's a priority for deportation. The reason I even found out about this is I went to immigration court after the flood this summer, and I wanted to see the little kids everybody was taking pictures of. And instead, I noticed that the vast majority were teenagers, 16, 17. And just doing the math, you know, we know El Salvador and Honduras have temporary protected status. They've had it for years. And
what was a disaster that allowed them to get this TPS?
So in El Salvador, there were back-to-back earthquakes that left many people dead. And then for Honduras, it was Hurricane Mitch. And a lot of people think that temporary protected status should not be renewed. It's supposed to be temporary and it goes on indefinitely. But the Obama administration renewed it most recently last year, saying it was too dangerous for the parents to go back. But now they're preparing to deport, you know, this child and probably lots of other children.
Which is weird because it's almost like TPS becomes the dream act for the parents and the kids then get sent back. What is the kind of logic here, according to the U.S. government, when it comes to letting the parents live here legally but not their son Carlos?
So they won't say, and they won't even explain to the people involved why they're rejecting, you know, their requests to stay. And that, I think, is very interesting. I mean, the Obama administration has gotten a lot of attention for using what they call prosecutorial discretion, setting aside cases that are not a priority. And they have offered, you know, in Boston and in Washington, the immigration officials denying his case have offered no explanation.
So what are Carlos's options right now?
Well, he feels that he doesn't have very many good options. He has a deportation hearing in April, and he has no basis in the law to stay. His only chance was for immigration officials to set aside his case. And they have said repeatedly, you know, since 2011 that they would take minors into account. But they haven't done that in his case. He came when he was 15. This month he turns 18.
How about his parents? I mean, Carlos must obviously want to stay with his parents, but how do his parents feel? I mean, mother, father, losing a children back to El Salvador.
Well, they had mixed feelings about him coming. They were very, it's so dangerous to cross, especially in the summer. That's when a lot of people die, and it's very hard for kids' bodies to regulate heat. This summer we were down watching crews exhume bodies of immigrants who were buried without taking their DNA. So sometimes people just disappear. So no parent wants that to happen. But Carlos said, look, this is getting worse for me. I'm getting older. I'm bigger. And he was afraid to go out, and he wanted to be with his family. So it was really his choice. But, you know, they're so happy to have him with them. But now there's this new struggle and this new fear that he's going to be sent right back.
Maria Sacchetti, a reporter with the Boston Globe, she reported Carlos's story for the paper yesterday. Maria, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.